Welcome to the Philosopher's Notes podcast, where Brian Johnson shares some of his 1,000-plus favorite big ideas from notes on 100 of the greatest self-development books. Today's big idea comes from Marcy Shimoff's great book, Happy for No Reason. Learn more and see all the titles profiled at philosophersnotes.com/titles.
Life, liberty, and the practice of happiness. Quote, back in Jefferson's day, he explained, the common usage of the word pursue was not to chase after. In 1776, to pursue something meant to practice that activity, to do it regularly, to make a habit of it. What a difference a definition makes. Thomas Jefferson, our wise founding father, meant that we all had the right to practice happiness, not chase after it, which isn't very productive anyway. So let's stop pursuing happiness and start practicing it. We do that by practicing new habits, end quote. Aha! So we don't have the right to pursue happiness, we have the right to practice it. I love that. Marcy continues, quote, people with high happiness set points are human just like the rest of us. They don't have special powers, an extra heart, or x-ray vision. They just have different habits. It's that simple. Psychologists say that at least 90% of all behavior is habitual. So to become happier, you need to look at your habits. End quote. Aristotle taught us the same thing. He said, quote, we are what we repeatedly do. Excellence, then, is not an act, but a habit. End quote. How about this from Maxwell Maltz's great book, Psycho-Cybernetics? You can see the notes on that. He says, quote, our self-image and our habits tend to go together. Change one and you will automatically change the other. The word habit originally meant a garment or clothing. Our habits are literally garments worn by our personalities. They are not accidental or happenstance. We have them because they fit us. They are consistent with our self-image and our entire personality pattern. When we consciously and deliberately develop new and better habits, our self-image tends to outgrow the old habits and grow into the new pattern. End quote. So, how's your practice of happiness? Are you ready to learn some new habits and rock a sweet new wardrobe? Great. How about this? What's one habit that you can develop in your life that'll have the greatest positive impact? One habit you can develop in your life that'll have the greatest positive impact. What's it going to be? And what's the number one habit you can remove from your life that'll have the greatest positive impact when you remove it? So number one thing you're going to start doing, number one thing you're going to stop doing, make happiness a practice starting now.